of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call tonight. Eugene is on vacation and Tim is out tonight, sick. So I need a motion for each one separately.
Make that motion for Mayor Tim. For the mayor.
For the Tim, okay.
Yes. I'll second.
First, Gina. Second, Charles. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, I need a motion for Eugene to excuse him.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
First by Ken, second by Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passed. Okay, citizens' input. Allow up to 5 minutes for any citizen that would like to address the council and council business. Is there anybody that would like to speak before the council tonight? Okay, if there's no citizen input, we'll go to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
So moved. Second.
First by Charles, second by Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's carried. Consent agenda. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
First by Gina, second by Ken. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 4.1, April investment report. Spencer.
Thank you very much. I've prepared the monthly investment report for you. Here's the investment report as of the end of April, April 30th, 2013. And as you know, we have two different investments. We have one with the LGIP and one with the Bank of America. And then we have some funds here at the local bank, the U.S. Bank. And I've prepared a couple other documents that show how these investments break up among the different funds. And you can look at those as you wish. I think it's also worthy of note, during the budgeting process, we planned a bunch of big projects, some large dollar projects that we're going to be doing throughout the year. The first one that comes to my mind is the Scutney Street. It's significant for the city, and there are a lot of dollars associated with that. Throughout the budget process, we decided that we would set these funds aside for these projects. And that means that we're running our some of the balances in some of those funds, we're going to be running down a little bit. We're where we thought we would be with our funds at this point of the year. We've been doing a lot of work at the pool, a lot of work with over in the police department. We had a couple of projects going on. So as we go into the future, you'll notice we're going to take some money out of our investments and put that into our local checking account to cover those expenses. But that's what all these projects look like. So that's my investment report.
Any questions for Spencer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a rounding difference. It's still there. It's still there.
Okay. We'll go to 4.2. Approval of the Northwest Mailing Service Agreement. That's Spencer again.
Attached to this memo is an annual contract that we have with Northwest Mailing Service. Every year, we use a mailing machine that belongs to them, that they provide services for us. And we have an annual contract before you tonight. The dollar amount of the contract is $1,805, and this would be for the 1 year time period starting June 30th, and it would run till the end of next June. And with this contract, the Northwest Mailing Service provides support for the machine. They come, they do the maintenance and the repair as needed, and it's been great for our office here. We've had it for the last 4 years, and it's the recommendation of staff that we accept this annual service agreement.
Do I hear a motion to accept the annual service contract with Northwest Mailing Incorporated?
Make that motion.
Second.
Gina first, Ken second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carried. Point three, consideration of Coyote Ridge contract. Sorry.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight I bring to you the Coyote Ridge contract. It's for the DOC that worked the park. We have a budget of $20,000 for the year for their labor. This is a contract that the state has brought up to date from the 1994 contract original. They brought the verbiage up. And explained it a little more in detail on the supervision side of it. And they've attached a addendum, which will be renewed annually for the contract. And basically the only change in it is the miles per mile. We were 48 and a half cents on the other contract. We're 56 cents here, about 7.5 cents a mile increase on this. Still $1.45 an hour for the offenders, and 40-hour work week, 8 to 3 is the hours, and a max of 10 offenders. So every year we'll bring back the addendum to renew as a contract, but we'll update the original verbiage contract plus the addendum tonight. So we're asking Council to approve the new contract with Coyote Ridge for the year.
Is there any questions or comments, Secretary? And do I hear a motion to accept the Department of Corrections contract for a 2 year period and the addendum for another year of service?
So moved.
Second.
First, Charles. Second, Gina. All in favor of the motion?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's carried. Four, WSDOT, SR-26 and First Avenue update. Carried.
The mayor's asked me to kind of brief council on the update for this project for WSDOT here. So we're going to run through some slides here. We took some pictures. We've got an overview of the intersection down here. This is SR-26, kind of the overview of the whole project. And you can see down here SR-26, the Spur Road, and First Avenue. Right here behind Spencer's head. So anyway, they were just here last week. They were working on this island, putting this island in here. You have a turn lane here headed east, acceleration lane. You have a turn lane left here on 26 to turn left, come down here. This is just kind of an overview of what they've done down there. A lot of this is striping. This is an island here, a raised island. It's paved in the center. They've gotten that one in. This kind of gives you an idea. The one way on Columbia Street here, some striping over here. You'll see that this is striped as well for one way, no parking. This is WSDOT put some color to this, and the purple represents the direction of traffic on the flow here. The arrows are kind of hard to see. Can you blow it up a little more, Spencer? Spencer? So you see the arrow here onto the spur road. You have a turn lane here that runs into here, a turn lane here, acceleration lane where this turns left and runs out on 26. They did some striping in here, condensed this down to one lane where it was two, then it goes back to two lane over here just past Napa. You got some striping here on Columbia Street. This is a one-way going east. The arrows are larger than what you've seen out on the street because they were a little small, but those were just temporaries in that area. This is some pictures I took here. This is Wild Luke standing at First Street here looking west on Wild Luke Street. You can see they've striped this here. This is no parking on here. These curbs right here will have yellow painted down through them. We had an option of cross-hatching this whole street on both sides here, but that's a lot of paint and a lot of maintenance down the road. So we chose to yellow the curb, paint the curbs here on both sides of the street. You can see the new ADAs right here. They have a little raised island here, ADA here, here. There's one here, and then there's one around the corner right over here. This is Waluke and First right here on the northwest corner. And this is the new style ADA. This is ADA compliant. We also have another one that we use in the city that doesn't have this island here, and it also is ADA compliant. This is down at the Napa store, right across from Checo's. This is another one of the new ADAs that they put in here, raised island. On down the block here is a PED crossing, a little further down. This is Columbia Street. One way east, coming at the picture here with the arrows. You can again, you see the striping here and down here. This is all yellow, these curbs. And the signs have been turned around for there's no parking signs right here. They've all been turned around so that the traffic can see those. You can see the do not enter signs here, the one way signs here. The arrows are a lot bigger on the ground than they were. There should be some down here at this end by Broadway as well. This is this raised island down by Evergreen that they're working on right here out in the middle of 26, and this is your spur road here. This is the driveway entrance here at the Hawk gas station. It's looking south. It's the most, it's the closest one to the intersection here. This has all been ADA compliant in here for grade. They've widened this corner out here, moved this pole back so they get the radius they needed right here around this corner. This is across the way from the Hawk gas station. This is entering Pick a Pop slash Burger King. I believe they got a drive in here. This used to be a very, very long driveway. It used to come clear out here just about right about there. And they cut that back, narrowed that driveway up because they needed to radius this curb and put a curb line in here for this turn lane. So they moved this back and made this more of a standard approach. So that's about all with the WashDOT update that I can give you at the time.
Is there any questions or comments for Terry?
I got one.
Kent?
Have they said anything about maintenance? Who's going to take care of that? Are we taking care of it or WashDOT?
No, they've been pretty quiet with it. We haven't heard anything.
I just got one comment. You might take this back to the state, but as you're traveling south on Broadway, just as you get to approach the spur, they got their directional sign behind the pillars of the bridge, and you can't even see it until you're almost right on top of it. You think they would have put that sign in front of the pillars to the bridge so it would have gave the people for the directional some notice. So you might want to ask him about that. I'll look at it yourself.
And yeah, I'll talk to Bob. I'll make a note and email him that.
Okay.
They've got another sign out there. They've got some damage, too, that they got on Broadway there just before Columbia Street that's dinked up. They have to change, so I'll get with them on that.
I got one question on, wasn't there originally going to be parking on those one-way streets?
No. No parking both sides of the street.
You know, there's only one arrow on the exit of those streets. not on the entrance, on the one-ways.
I know that when Bob was down last week, we talked about those temporaries that were in there, and he was going to burn some more arrows down. He even thought about burning some down on some of the entrances to, like, Lawrence Oil, Pacific Pride, so they knew the direction when they come out of there, which direction they had to go. So I don't believe they're done with everything, but I'll double-check on that as well.
I know one-way streets are going to be new to some people in town who've never had them before, but they're just one block long. And I noticed that today when I was down on Columbia Street, people coming out of the Shell station confused on directions.
Yeah, we talked about that Thursday, about that one way, putting some more arrows down so that they can know the direction of travel. So they also did an article in the paper, asked them to do an article in the paper for travel and direction, so they put that on the front page. But I will address those issues with Bob, see if we can't get them resolved.
I know that there's no parking on those streets because they are so narrow, and we have those lanes on either side, and you said you're not cross-hatching them because of the amount of paint and the maintenance. Are you going to put, are they going to put a lot of signage up to let people know that they can't park in those? Because they basically look like fog lines that you can park on.
There's three no parking signs down each side of the road there that we put up per council's request.
Plus the curbs will be painted yellow.
Yep, the curbs will be painted all yellow, full length, so.
Any more questions for Terry? Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
4.5, update on code enforcement. Steve?
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, rest of the council members. Just wanted to give you a quick update on code enforcement. As you know, back in September, we hired Heather Miller, and she actually came to work and worked under the police department. And then we were pretty aggressive at trying to figure out and formulate a pattern that we could actually start recording the activities of code enforcement, which hadn't been done to date. So we've been recording and taking information and collecting it so that we'll have that for future reference. To start with, probably her biggest job is animal complaints. And since September, we've had 223 different animal complaints related in the city. She's investigated 54 code violations, two parking problems. She's been to a couple speaking engagements. She's issued 14 infractions and 12 warnings. Usually the warnings come before the infraction, and as long as we get voluntary compliance, then we don't have to issue an infraction with that as well. And she even grants one or one warning or two warnings to dogs that are loose, depending on the circumstances, so that she's working with folks. As you know, the nuisance abatement laws in the city a few years back went to an administrative process. So all nuisances are covered under an administrative process, which is currently being reviewed by the city attorney, and I think that we'll have some input in that as well. But under the current system, soon as a violation is identified, then the code enforcement officer or the police officer has to write the person a letter of correction and notice a violation. And we usually give them 14 days to comply. If they don't comply within the 14 days, the clock starts, and we build a $250 per day fine for every day that the person is out of compliance. Once the fine reaches a $5,000 threshold, we take that file, turn it over to the city prosecutor, the city attorney, and then it gets filed if we need to in district court, and they go through that process. Some of the violations that we're currently working on, we have one file currently at the city attorney's office, and that is a residence that actually brought a couple of photos just to kind of pass around. You guys can pass around and look at them. But these are the more serious type of clutter violations in public area. Yeah, that's fine. Can you have me turn that on, Spencer? Is that Elmo? Yeah, can you see it? This person has multiple RVs, old RVs that are not working. I think there's two pop-up trailers, a canopy, the trailer, the old pool, defunct motorcycles. I think that's a refrigerator. But these are the kinds of things that we're identifying around town, providing the notice, and then when they don't comply or they're not listening to us, then we're going to file, we're sending the file to the city attorney so that we can get those kinds of things cleaned up. This is one of our worst cases. Some of the other things that we're working on, a lot of debris, lawn clippings, bricks, and things like that are getting thrown out of people's yards and into the alley. It's causing a problem for the garbage trucks to move around. It's also causing a problem for Terry and his crew who try to go through and read the meters. The meters won't read if there's too much grass, too much debris on top of those. They can't get that electronic signal. We have people that have built things in their backyard that they have connected it to their neighbor's fences and things, so now their neighbors can't do what they need to do, things like that. We have one of the other things that was, we're working on one of the local entities here that decided that they would go out and paint handicapped spots on the road without a right-of-way permit or variance from the city. And we have one place where we've identified down on Hemlock where a person who came in and got a building permit said he was building the building for one particular thing. It has been since rented out. It is not supposed to be rented out. It's an accessory dwelling or whatever you want to call it. So we're working on that to get that abated as well. So these are the kinds of things that she's working on. She's doing a real good job with the dogs. The rest of it, the more complicated issues, is a learning experience for her and some of us, too. It takes a little bit to sit down and figure all that stuff out. But I think with the revision that the city attorney's working on and what we're doing, we'll have a real good handle on that pretty quick. Any questions?
Any further questions, Christy? Thank you.
Thank you.
4.6, Ofello Farmers Market Facility Use Contract with the Ofello Senior Center. Molly?
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. We are here tonight to discuss the contract with the Ofello Senior Center for operation of the Farmers Market in Pioneer Park for 2013. They have approached Public Works to be able to use this recreational facility for their farmers market, and after meeting with them and going over their last year's contract and basically updating it to make it current and like our other contracts that we have with other entities, they have agreed to pay the $200 special event fee for use of the park throughout the summer. And this year the farmers market will run every Saturday from the first Saturday in July till the last Saturday in October from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. So with that $200 special event fee, that will allow Public Works to be able to cover the costs of additional garbage in the parks for the farmers market, as well as any waste disposal fees. So I apologize, that's the staff and the Council Parks and Rec Committee, but they are not recommending that. Staff is recommending that the Council approve the agreement for the 2013 Othello Farmers Market with the Othello Senior Center.
Is there any further questions? Comments?
Just a comment, I guess. We draw vendors from Grandview and Sunnyside and Mesa in the past, and they seem happy with the arrangement in the park. So actually, I think it's a good thing for the city, and people get a lot of good fresh produce. There's a lot of stuff there. So if anybody has a question, I'd say okay. I think it's a good deal.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agreement between the City of Ofello and the Ofello Senior Center for 2013?
I'll second it.
Ann first, Ken second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So passed. 4.7, resolution 2013 through 2015, summer feeding program, park use, and authorization. Molly again.
Thank you. Public Works has been approached by the Othello School District to use the one of the shelters in Lyons Park, shelter number one, in order to have their Othello School District summer feeding program. And what this program is, it is a state-funded program through the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010 that provides free lunch for all kids throughout the community under the age of 18. So the school district is asking to operate the feeding program every Monday through Friday, June 12th through July 18th from 12 p.m. to 12:30. They have requested to use Lyons Park and the shelter in order to accommodate the youth that will be attending, but to also because this is a central location that a lot of kids will frequent in the summer. So with this contract, or this resolution was in place last year, and last year the council decided to waive the fee for use of the facility, but because we cannot do that, we can't gift our facilities. This does fall under the interlocal agreement that we have with the Othello School District for use of recreational facilities, because our park shelters are recreational facilities. So we're just asking that staff approve the request for use of Lyons Park and Park Shelter Number 1 under the Othello School District interlocal agreement for the for the summer feeding program.
Any further questions? Do I hear a motion to approve the resolution 2013 through 2015 authorizing use of Lyons Park, Park Shelter Number 1 for the Othello School District summer feeding program?
So moved.
Second.
Charles first, Gina second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's carried.
Thank you.
This is the executive session. Council will now adjourn into executive session pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 IMB to consider the selection of a site or the acquisition of real estate by lease or purchase. The executive session is expected to last 20 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session. I would like to ask City Administrator, City Attorney, Terry Clemens, Public Works Director, and Larry Julius, City Engineer, to stay. Everybody else will be excused. Thank you.
Turn off the microphones.